I was sitting at home the other day, beer in hand, pizza on the way, and Turner Classic Movies, not Turner and Hooch. Christopher Reeve and Michael Caine were driving Diane Cannon insane, but after they killed her, I saw the two of them smooch. I hadn't felt so weird since I was young, I'm not sure, but I think there might have been tongue, and I didn't understand. They both were men. Then a voice in my head said, yeah, so what? And I noticed Chris had a real nice butt, and I knew I was never going to be the same again. Well, I walked the straight and narrow, but now it's a little bent. I used to be full hetero, I wonder where that went. Have to quit being a scoutmaster, and I have to leave my wife. Two guys kissing ruined my life. I shook my head and I changed the channel and saw some guy in a cap and flannel singing he was a lumberjack and he was okay.
I thought you were so butch.
I kept on surfing, got Brokeback Mountain, Rocky Horror, The Birdcage, and I stopped counting when I got to Bravo and the whole damn network was gay. I sat and I squirmed with the funniest feeling. I figured I needed some sexual healing, but that was by Marvin Gaye. Oh, my aching head. I'd have sworn I was straight till I saw that kissing, but it showed me something that I'd been missing. I'd ruled out half of humanity sharing my bed. The techniques all look normal, but the details are kinda weird. Does a mustache act like Velcro when it runs into a beard? Agonizing reappraisal has caused me endless strife. Two guys kissing ruined my life. The internet and magazines and every film and book, this slashy stuff is all I'm seeing everywhere I look. When football players watch each other, it seems more intense. And all that Harry Draco stuff is starting to make sense. Each time I thought about it, I wondered should I try to have a close encounter with another horny guy. Cause it would still be cheating on my wife, I'm pretty sure. I could tell her it ain't another woman, but it sure as heck ain't her. And then my mouth wrote a check I couldn't afford. We were watching the People's Choice Awards with Hugh Jackman and Jude Law getting touchy-feely. I said, yeah, I bet they're the People's Choice. Even I might like kissing one of them boys. And my wife said in a sultry voice, really? Since then, our love life is freaking unreal. We've learned to share and say what we feel. She tells me her fantasies, and I tell her mine. It's more romance than we've ever had, but there is one thing that makes me mad. I've gotten addicted to Queer Eye and Top Design. My NASCAR buddy shunned me, and my parish said goodbye. But the girls down at the office think I'm their kind of guy. I've lost all my machismo, with acceptance I am rife. Two guys kissing ruined my life. Two guys kissing ruined my life. About time.